This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for heart takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 130. Of the Rafters podcast brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your decadent host, Liam McDade, across from the virtual writer himself, wrestling with the written word, Connor Strayer. What's going on, starving artist? How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, before we hopped on, before we started hit record, yeah, we were talking about how I used to write so much for Couch Guy Sports back in the day, back in 2016 to 2019. A lot of articles post, a lot of writing about the Celtics, Red Sox, probably a couple about the Patriots too, college basketball, all that stuff. So I'm a starving artist. I'm looking back. I'm like, I kind of want to do this.
A published author. Come on in, baby.
I'm not a published author, but.
Yeah, published something.
Published
an article.
Published an article on a blog, sports blog. But hey, it's credit. I give myself credit.
As you should. I started, as I was telling you, I didn't do jack for writing. They always asked me to, and I don't know. I don't know if I was too lazy or I think I enjoyed the podcast a little more so as well. But I think a good part of it is a pain in the ass to sit down and write.
That's what it was. Yeah, I got a big boy job, my first job, and then they were hitting me up like, "Oh, when are you going to post this?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm at work. Like, I'm not writing
not
anymore.
right now.
We're getting paid either." So I was like, definitely, you're gonna get this whenever I want you to get it. And but it all ended well. We're here. I even got kicked off the podcast for a little bit. You took it.
Yeah.
And then
I got a co-host. Kind of a weird dude. I was like, ah, fuck.
I mean,
very, very nice. But he was a swell guy. But it just, I don't know. Like most things, it fizzled out, and the truth came back to light.
Life has a weird way of bringing us back.
It does. Dynamic duo, and so much so that we finally got around to going to a Celtics game.
Yeah, we did. When was that? Was that 2 weeks ago now? Oh shit!
I think so.
Yeah, it was a who? I don't even know who we played. I forgot who we even played.
The Hornets.
The
Yeah,
Hornets. And we
got
got
to
our
see
ass
your boy Khan.
Noah. I was gonna say Noah Khan. Khan. They whooped our ass that night. 118-89. I'm looking at it. That was not a great game for us. And it was before pre-Tatum coming back.
Yeah, that was an ass kicking. That was the week Tatum was coming back. He came back.
We missed it by like 4 days. He came back that Friday, I think. We went on a Monday. Yeah.
Tough scene, but it
Whatever.
was still like pretty sweet. You got to see your boy Khan.
Yeah.
We had a pretty good game watching experience. Moved around some seats, started in the back, moved to the front,
Drank some
got the
beers.
opportunity to get season tickets,
We did.
and
We declined them. So if there's anyone out there that wants season tickets, we know a guy. He's probably looking for people. Let us know.
Probably. Yeah, and I do think it's a real possibility we do it in the future, just in the circumstance we had going on, particularly myself looking for the big boy commodities of life. I was like,
It's all good.
just can't manage it right now. But one day, it's a pretty sweet, sweet idea though. You and me ripping a couple Celtics games every year.
It'd be seven, but we could just do that seven. We can go to seven games for cheaper than what that offer was.
Certainly, yeah.
We can
Seats
go to
might
the
not
last
be
seven
as good,
games.
but yeah.
Yeah, we
And
can go to the
the
one.
biggest part is just getting our asses in there. It took fucking 2 years to get us to go to a game.
And it's hard going to a game, and they're expensive. I mean, we were about to pay a shit ton of money, but they're expensive, and it's just we both live. I mean, I live close, but you live somewhat close too. So, yeah, it's tough. Life is life, and there's shit going on. So it's hard to get to like seven Celtics games in a year.
It is.
And you know what? I'd rather watch it online, or I'd rather watch it on TV and, you know, kick back and relax, because we
You
went.
really are an old guy, huh?
Beers
That's
are
like the old
expensive.
guy
Hey,
catchphrase.
beers are expensive there. So it's
They are. And
food.
we ran up quite a tab. I certainly indulged in
Yeah,
it.
it was worth it. It was fun. Even though they got their butts kicked, it was kind of lame towards the end because we were just losing by so much. But hey, we got to see them play this year.
100%. Now maybe to scratch that season ticket itch, maybe we look at some playoff games. Depending on who it is and the price, of course.
Yeah, I mean, if we make the play, I'm kidding. We're gonna make the playoffs, which
Yeah, they're locked.
I think our season. I have to go back and listen to that podcast, the first one we did before the season about our record prediction. I would like to see.
Yeah, we'll do that at the end of the season. I'll go back and look. I'll write down what we had as our predictions.
Yeah, because I mean, right now, what are they? 47-24. Yeah, 47-24. What were we last year? I think we're gonna have a similar record to last year, right?
Last year we were 61-21.
Oh, so we're not even gonna come close.
Yeah, well, relatively.
Well, how many games
If
are left? One, two, three.
we went out, we'd go 54-24.
11 games left. We're not gonna win out. That's just what it's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Are
So,
there
and how
11
many games
wins
last year?
left?
How many wins? 61.
Oh yeah, there are. God damn. I vastly undercounted. Last year we went 61-21.
So yeah, there's no chance we tie last year's record. I mean, obviously Tatum was out this year and we made a lot of cuts to the roster, so I'm not surprised.
In the grand scheme of things, pretty damn good though.
Yeah, pretty good. What are we, second or third right now? We're
Second
second.
in the
Aim
East.
up again,
Almost no shot we surpassed the Pistons, but their main guy did just collapse his lung, so that's good going to the
yeah.
playoffs.
I saw that on the news right before this. I was like, what the heck happened to Cade Cunningham?
Yeah.
What's up with, I don't even know anything about that. Is he just done for the season or is he?
It sure seems like it. At very least, like if they make a late playoff run, he might be able to come back. It's just kind of a suspect thing. That's what happened with Drew Bledsoe when he lost his job to Tom Brady. He kind of had a guy on the Wizards fall on him when he was going down hitting the floor. Just got him the right way. Like even the Drew Bledsoe hit doesn't look like the most crippling hit you've ever seen in football, but it almost killed the guy and it got Tom Brady in there to start the rest of his career. Collapsed lungs are weird, so it's a
Damn, I didn't know about
tough
that.
one for him.
That sucks for the, I mean, the Pistons are screwed now. I mean, they actually, no,
Yeah.
they won last night without Cade Cunningham against the Lakers.
Yeah. But
That, and the
still,
Lakers aren't
we know
good
that's not
playoff
going to
team.
roll in the playoffs.
No, at a seven game series, you need, obviously need Cade Cunningham to win a seven game series. So, I mean, see a Pistons, that's a team that actually had possibility of going to the finals. I'll say
Yeah.
they're good with Cade Cunningham. They're good.
He was the man this
MVP
year.
candidate too. Like he's definitely up there for MVP. Not anymore, but
Yeah.
that sucks. That really sucks. I feel bad for the Pistons because that's a team that, I mean, I don't think you can hate.
No, they've been so bad forever. It's
Oh,
like
yeah.
they're like the Vikings. They're almost just cursed. Like even when they have a good year, it's supplemented by something bad. Like they're just, I
Yeah.
don't know, since that they sold their soul for that championship in 2004 and haven't sniffed it since.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe we do catch them. I'd like to see what happens with them down the stretch. It's
Yeah.
not out of possibility with Cade Cunningham out. If it's really that bad, if he's out for like the rest of the season, Celtics could make a push for that number one seed. They
Yeah.
also play as well. They got to play phenomenally too, but we'll see.
You scared of the Knicks? Your boys?
They don't have any Duke guys
I
anymore. Nah, not
know
really.
the love's still there.
I mean, let's see. Like last year, we were going to lose to them. That's who we got ousted by, right?
Yeah.
Last year,
Yep.
we were going to lose to them regardless of Tatum getting hurt.
Agreed.
That was just the nail in the coffin, but we were going to lose that series anyway. Well, not from the jump, but as the series went on, we saw
Yeah, where that was,
that.
we were never coming back in that game. The Tatum got hurt and we were going to lose the
Yeah.
series.
Was that game seven? Was that game?
No, it was early on. We lost in six, I believe, but it wasn't a close six.
Yeah, so they kicked up. Am I worried about them? I think it would be a good seven game series. They're not a bad team. What are your thoughts?
I hate the Knicks. I so
Yeah.
very difficult for me to take my bias out of it, but I stand firmly by my take that any team with Karl Anthony Towns is never going to win anything ever. But yeah, just the Knicks, like I don't know. I'm not picking up when they're putting down. I'm not buying what they're selling, whatever phrase you want to use. I don't really like the team.
Yeah, I think they have a better big man. I know you hate Karl Anthony Towns. They definitely have better big men than we do. I think, do we beat them in a seven game series? I think it's close. I think I'd be more worried about the Cavs.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think they've tried to just been coasting all year, trying to stay like healthy. And I think as far as I know, they are healthy. They did stay healthy. So I'm worried about them because last year, obviously, we saw what they did in the regular season. They were crazy. They were winning so many games. They were by far and away the best team in the NBA last year,
Yeah.
wise. I think this year they just took a step back. They were like, hey, look at what happened last year. We went balls to the wall during the regular season and then didn't work out in the postseason. Let's just chill. And then once we get to the postseason, turn it on. I think they can do that.
Yeah, that seems to be the motive. I wasn't taking him seriously at all. I remember the overall zeitgeist seemed like no one was really taking him seriously. You're absolutely right. They were far and away the best team. They were smoking people. And
Last
then,
year,
yeah, was it round one that they got knocked out in? I can't even remember
no, there's no
offhand.
way. What was it?
But,
2025 NBA playoffs. No, they didn't get
yeah.
round one.
Okay.
Maybe
Yeah,
they did.
so.
I don't know. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. No, they definitely did. They could not have. They lost to the Pacers in round two. They smoked.
Yeah.
They smoked the Heat in the first round 4-0, and then they
Awesome.
got smoked by Indy 4-1. But as we saw, Indy went on to go to the finals. So they were on a Cinderella run from the get-go. They went 4-1 against the Bucks in their first series, 4-1 against the Cavs, 4-2 against the Knicks. They were just rolling, steamrolling people.
Okay.
You probably would have lost to the Pacers, to be honest. Let's just say that. They were
Yeah,
on
almost
last year.
certainly. They were the team of destiny last year. It's like some witchcraft afoot. You couldn't stop them.
They couldn't lose. And I hate to say that, but I mean, I was a fan of Pacers back in the day. Danny Granger was one of my favorite players.
Danny Granger was the man.
So good. But I always loved Indiana, probably because Larry Bird was there. But well,
Yeah, that helps.
but yeah, it helps. But yeah, I don't out of all those teams, who are you scared of? Like right now, heading into the playoffs, like who would you most be scared of, like of playing in a 7-game series?
I'm going to level with you. None of them are super imposing. Like, the Celtics aren't dynamic. The Celtics team, like, the players, you don't read their roster and the names just blow you away. Like, it's a superstar, all-star cast.
Well, Tatum and
But,
Brown.
yeah, no, certainly. And Derrick White's fantastic in and of its own right. But
Yeah.
other than that, it's like, we all love Peyton Pritchard. He's kind of a hometown hero more than, like, super respected around the league, I would imagine.
Six man of the year.
100%, certainly. But Malcolm Brogdon won Sixth Man of the Year. Seemed like he didn't get any respect. And like, I don't know. Like, you look at the big men, like Luka Garza and Enes Kanter. Like, people aren't striking. Those don't strike fear into the hearts of man.
No,
We
our big
have,
men suck.
yeah, we got Hugo Gonzalez, who's given us super valuable minutes as a rookie from overseas. No one cares. Sam Hauser, if he's on, he's going to be unbelievable. He's almost never on. Again, no one cares. Like, it's just, we have like this fucking, the raggedy ass cadets out here, and the fact that we're the two seed. I have no reason not to believe in this team. The Pistons were absolutely going to be my worry. In fact, I'd probably, with Cade Cunningham, like, they're so unbelievably good this year. I'd say they'd probably beat us in five or six. Like, I think they could really, just because they're out talent us, just out
Have
hustle us.
depth too.
Yeah, 100%. Jalen Duran's completely coming to his own. He's awesome. So I don't know. Like, other than that, like, I don't believe in the Knicks. I think the Cavs are still kind of pretenders. Do I perk my eyebrows up that they got James Harden? I'm like, yeah, this is going to be interesting. I don't know how it's particularly going to go. But they've been fun to watch thus far. It's a different look for them, so I'm not completely ready to write them off like I did last year, but I think that's a very winnable series. I think they could do it in six, they could do it in seven. So yeah. And then after that, like, the Raptors, dude, who the fuck is scared of the Raptors?
Yeah, I didn't even know they were like making 40 and like they're up there in the standings. It's
Right?
well, they have RJ Barrett, Duke man. He's been going
Yeah,
off.
of course. Here we go.
He's been going off. I think they have a couple of Duke, like Grady Dick. He's been coming into his own. Then Markelle Fultz. No, they just signed Markelle Fultz the other day. I
Yeah,
saw.
he's the man, though.
I mean, is he?
You a Brandon Ingram guy?
Yeah, another Duke legend.
I was
I
gonna
think Brandon
say.
Ingram's phenomenal. He's crazy. He's really good.
He's a bucket.
Yeah. So I mean, am I scared of the Raptors? No. I mean,
No, right?
isn't the Raptors that Kawhi Leonard days? There's no guy on this team as good as Brandon Ingram and RJ Barrett are. They're not like gonna take over a whole game and put a team on their back and lead them to the finals.
Probably not.
So I mean, could they win a game in a series against the Celtics? Yeah, but I feel like the Celtics, as of right now, they probably win that series 4-1, easy. I don't
No,
see
I
any
would
reason why it
agree.
would go past five games. It shouldn't. But yeah, other than that, I mean, we're lucky we're in the East, because if we were in the West, we'd have to be
You're right.
contending with the fucking juggernaut.
Dude, it'd be a bloodbath. Like that would quite possibly be a first round exit. Like I don't think they beat the Thunder, Spurs, Lakers would be really tough, Nuggets would be really tough. And then they just lost to the Wolves without Anthony Edwards, which that whole fucking game made no sense.
Yeah, that was
The
crazy.
15 points in the fourth quarter, just a classic Celtics game that you hate. They shot way too many times and missed a bunch of shots.
And who was the leader of missing all those shots? Your boy Tatum.
Yes. On a minutes restriction, though.
Yeah, and Jaylen Brown, I mean, he played 31 minutes. It's not like he was playing that many minutes restrictions. He still played majority of the game. What do they play, 40 minutes in a game? Like he played basically the whole game. He went, and he actually, he didn't have a, I mean, Jaylen Brown fucking shot 26 shots and went 2-9 for 26. He didn't have that kind of shooting night.
I think it was Brown, White and Pritchard shot combined for 70 points on 68 shots. Like, that's awful.
The ball wasn't moving. You didn't get the whole team involved, and obviously you're not going to get like Quinta and Kita involved, or like
I
Howard.
see you shaking your head right now. You're like, obviously, you're not going to get fucking Kata involved.
Like, you know, there's really not much to go around there. It's Tatum's just trying to find his rhythm, and he's not in it yet, as we can see his like his games that he's came back. He's not in his rhythm. He's got 16 points, 13 points, 24 points, 21 points, 20 points. So he's yet to like go
Yeah,
off.
really have that game.
Yeah, he hasn't scored over 24 points yet. I think he's a little frustrated. I think in Memphis he had a terrible game. He went 2 for 9 from 3, 3 for 15 from the field, and they kept putting him back in, and they should have just not even take him out of the game. I really hope that doesn't get in his head. I think it was a good thing they brought him back before the season ended, but he's not playing like prime Tatum, and I don't expect him to. He just came off a really bad Achilles injury.
I worry about it. Seems like he's been trapped at 31 minutes the last three games is what I'm seeing. Like it never goes
Yeah,
over 31 minutes,
that's a good
but
amount.
it definitely is. But I don't know, in the grand scheme of things, like we don't exactly need him. I don't know if we need him to be playing all these minutes, but like you said, like he's got to figure out his shot. He's got to get back in rhythm. To do that, you need time. We're locked into a playoff spot. Don't exactly know what the final seeding is going to be, but we're absolutely making the playoffs. So even if they lose out, they'd be all right.
I don't even think it
And
matters.
obviously they wouldn't.
Yeah,
I
I don't even
mean,
think it
there's a
matters.
chance. Like crazy things happen. The East is relatively close, but like even if they lost out or lost most of their games, they'd still make the playoffs in some fashion or another. You just don't want Tatum in the playoffs, fucking finding himself, trying to. Figure his game out again, jacking up threes, and we lose some unexpected game to the goddamn Hawks or
Magic,
something
or
like
like,
that. Yeah, I'd
yeah, I
be
mean, most likely
furious.
we're going to be playing like a team like the Magic or the Heat,
Sixers.
yeah, or the Sixers, which we could,
Sixers are actually all right.
their record's worse than it looks. But Paul George is coming back, I know that.
He sucks too.
I mean, yeah, but it's Paul, you never know. I mean, I agree with you.
No, I
It's like, I don't
agree.
think they're gonna make any noise, but it's just, you never know. They got like him, they got Embiid. Actually, is Embiid even playing these days?
He's been off and on all season.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even heard from him all season, but like they got, who's their Qu Quentin Grimes, yeah, Vijay Ejikom. So they have some guys, but if they have Embiid and Paul George out there at the same time, I just don't think they're gonna click right away. It's that is. If they were fully healthy, I'd be a little scared, but it sounds like they're just kind of scrapping by.
Yeah, pretty much. The record, like, I've seen them play some great games, beat some good teams. The record doesn't exactly show it. And even in their last 10 games, they're 5-5. Like, it's not really the momentum you want to carry late season.
Yeah, and then look at the. I just see this in the standings. Indiana Pacers probably gonna maybe they get number one
Dude,
pick.
right?
They're gonna have their boy back next year, and then pick maybe the number one pick, who's probably gonna be like the guy from BYU. They might be good. Pacers might be
Yeah.
rocking next year if they can get a good lottery pick, and then their boy is healthy again. So.
Yeah, sidebar here. Are you like ripping all these tournament games like crazy?
Yeah, I've been not ripping like crazy about it. No more than like $30 a game.
Yeah.
Not a
Nice.
game,
Good
like
man.
the max $30 on a game. But
Of course. Yeah. If you're, especially when Duke's playing, you're like, yeah, I'm
I'm
putting the
up.
house on Duke.
Yeah, well, I did. Well, not I didn't put the house on Duke. Yeah, I bet them both times. I didn't pick them to win my tournament bracket, but
Yeah, good
I'm not
call.
gonna call myself a homer. I picked them. My fiance Kara's bracket is I have Duke winning in hers because I just made hers, and then I made my brother's
Okay.
bracket in my friend's league. So I have three chances at it. I didn't tell any of them on that. I'm like, I'm just gonna put my
Nice.
brother's name on mine, and then like her, I submit her. I made her, so I'm like, I have three cracks at it. I have Duke in two of them, and then I have Arizona in one. So.
Okay. Yeah, Arizona seems like popular pick. I have Illinois in one of them, and then Michigan in the other.
Who'd you say, Illinois and Michigan?
Yeah. In different brackets.
Yeah. Okay. I think Illinois. What Illinois? Oh, Illinois. Like, wow. Okay. So you could have a shot. I mean, Michigan.
They're pretty sick.
Yeah. And if
They
you
have
pick
Peja
them,
Stojakovic's son. That's kind of why I liked him.
I don't think a lot of people pick them winning. So
No,
if
certainly
you
not.
win, you have a good. I mean, you probably win that bracket pool.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for because I'm bombing right now. Not I picked a few upsets, but for the most part, like Duke fucked me. I picked TCU over them. I hate Duke.
That's dumb.
It was close. It was close for most of the game. I was furious, and then they just blew it out at the end.
Yeah, my buddy, I did up also like a bracket capture pool, and you put $25 and you get a random team. I got whoever played Purdue in the first round, and they have to cover that spread. And if that team covers a spread, then you get, say, like if you had TCU versus Duke and TCU covered that spread, then you get Duke going on. But my buddy had Duke. He's like, they never blow teams out. I'm like, they've blown teams out by like 30 all season.
Dude,
Like
do this.
they're good. Like they what do you mean they never blow teams out? But yeah, it's a fun watch. I've been watching all the games, so some good
Yeah.
basketball. There's some good guys coming up. I think this draft's gonna be very, very good.
It
Some
is. Are the
good
Boozer brothers going in, you think?
guys. The bigger one will. I get them mixed up.
Yeah.
Cameron Boozer will.
Yeah.
Cade Boozer,
He can hang
third.
around for a bit.
So look, a mock draft NBA 2020. I mean, he'll definitely make the NBA. I don't. I could see him
I mean,
making.
yeah, just because of his last name and because he went to Duke. Snobby rich kids.
I can just see him making. He's just good. He's really came on. He wasn't even like they're starting. He wasn't even starting at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Boozer, they have him going third to Washington. God bless his soul.
That poor guy. I want to give
That
him a
would
hug.
suck. I mean, AJ DeBasta, the guy from Mass,
Yeah, of course. Everett
Indiana.
represent.
So if he gets to Indiana, watch out because they're gonna be. He's definitely. He could have skipped college. I mean, a
Yeah.
lot of Boozer could have too. Boozer, I think, needs college. But where's the other? Do they have this other? The other Boozer league.
Oh, the Darren Peterson that everyone's flipping out about, the Kansas guard. People love that dude.
Yeah. He's really good. I had Kansas beating St. John's, but oh
Did you?
well. Yeah, I don't think they have Caden Boozer getting drafted in the first round, which I'm not surprised. He's not. I mean, he's good.
Yeah.
He'll probably stay in college. He
He's
probably
a
should.
role player.
They have another guy from Duke coming out. It's like their forward, which is Isaiah Evans. He's really good. He's a
Oh,
sophomore. He could have him go into the Oklahoma City Thunder. But I mean, this is all theoretical.
that'd
Could be a
work out
problem.
well for him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream, right? You get drafted to the Thunder. Like, well,
Dude, right?
would be because you're not
Like
going to
getting
make the team.
drafted to the Spurs back in the day. No, you probably won't, but you ride coattails to a chip.
True. If you get on the roster, yeah. But yeah, there's some good players
Yeah.
coming out. There's like the top I'm looking at, I know Nate Amet from Tennessee. They have him going seventh.
Yeah, that Acuff guy from
Yeah,
Arkansas,
they have him
sick.
going 10th. Like, there's these top 10 guys, Amir Allen, yeah, Alabama. They have some of these guys going pretty,
Yeah, Bama shit the bed, huh?
well, no, Bama's still in it.
Are they?
They're playing, who do they play? They play Michigan this,
Oh, okay. So who was I bet against Bama or somebody else and they shit the bed.
Yeah, but
But
there's some good talent. Who do they have the Celtics? I'm just curious who they have the Celtics drafting in this. I gotta add.
yeah.
Do we even have a draft pick? Boston, Jaden Quintance, Kentucky, power forward. Who's this guy? Sophomore.
Not familiar.
Kentucky's out, so. But anyways, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens there. But yeah, back to the Celtics. How many
Yep.
games left we got? How many?
11, was it?
11. So, do you expect any big things out of these next 11 games for them?
No, honestly, nothing big, nothing extravagant. In fact, it shouldn't be such. I'd probably just coast in, try and be as healthy as possible. They've been running and gunning all season. It's almost like you want them to relax a bit.
Just
Maybe, yeah, take the wheels off Brown a little bit and maybe let Tatum roll with some of the lesser guys so he feels like the man out there. Give him a couple extra shots.
good
We know
call.
he's an ego-driven guy.
Yeah, let Brown sit like for 3 games in a row and just be like, "Hey, go do whatever you need to do. Come back,
100%. Yep.
carry
Put
me
up
shit.
50 shots a game. We don't care.
Just put up
Take
shots.
a
Yeah,
yeah,
just
take a picture doing a Kobe pose after, whatever gets your ego up.
try to score 100. Like, just go for it. I mean, you have real chances. You got Charlotte coming up. Actually, Charlotte's not even a bad team anymore, so I can't say that.
Not after the game we went to.
You got, I mean, the only real chance you got is New Orleans right before the break, so right at the end of the season.
Which would be nice. Get a quick, easy beat up game. But even after that, like the Hawks twice, that should be pretty favorable.
Yeah,
Hornets
they're
are
hot.
certainly beatable. The Bucks are terrible. They're punting on the season. They shut down
Highly
Giannis for the
punted.
year. You can steamroll that
Or
fucking team.
you could put up 100 on the box. Yep.
100%. Get Doc Rivers fired. The Raptors, which throws a sneaky little test on there, a little litmus test, just to see how you hold up against the Raptors come playoff time.
You could play
Then you
them.
get the Knicks in there too, and the Magic. I like that there's like three competitive games in a sea of like, and they'll probably win the rest of those.
Yeah, I mean, New Orleans, I thought they were the worst team in the NBA. They're not. They're actually afloat. They actually, well, they're not going to make the playoffs. They're well below the line. But yeah, go to New Orleans, have some fucking gumbo, and go drop 100. So
Yeah, get a po' boy.
actually, is that a home game for us? Oh, let me check. I wouldn't mind going to that game. That's cheap. Oh, we might not even play Tatum that game. Tickets are
Yeah, why
70.
not?
Yeah,
How
it's like
much?
$78.
Huh.
It's expensive for
Yeah.
second to last game of the season.
For the fucking New Orleans Pelicans.
It's on a Friday night. I can see that.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Like you said, I don't know. It's a lot of away games too. One, two, three, four, five. Oh, it's 5-5. It's just, I'm happy that Tatum's back. You're probably weird to hear me say that, but I think
It is weird. I think
it's
it's disingenuous. I don't know if I actually believe the words coming out of your mouth. I think you're talking yourself into this.
I think it's good they came back before the season ended. I think bringing him back next year, we would have been like, has we would have been like, oh, is he ready? Like, blah, blah, blah. It's like, clearly he's ready. Like, clearly, I think he's obviously healthy. He's playing NBA level basketball. Now we don't have to go into the whole summer and
It would be super annoying to hear about all the stories
yeah,
for
we
any
don't have to
longer than
do
we
that
did.
anymore. I think for his mental headspace, I think he needed to come back this year and just, ride out the end of the season. I don't think anyone's expecting them to win the NBA championship this year. If they do,
No.
I think they have a chance. But I think even if they make it out of the East, that whatever team comes out of the West, hopefully maybe you get lucky and they're bruised up and you get one of those teams without one of their best players or one of their best role players, then maybe you got a chance. But I don't see them beating OKC in a 7-game series. I don't see them beating San Antonio in a 7-game series.
I agree.
Lakers, that would probably go 7 games or 6 games, so it'd be close. Denver,
Yeah, it's anyone's
I
game.
don't think we never have good games against Denver. I don't think we beat
No.
them in a 7-game series. Minnesota, yeah, Rockets, I think it would go 7, 6. So like those top 6 teams in the West, whoever comes out of there, it's a top. Like I don't see any of
Dude,
those.
year in and year out, the West is so much better. Yeah, which I guess leads me to ask, we'll kind of talk about playoff expectations as we get closer to the playoffs, but just right now, bird's eye view, sitting at 47-24. What do you think of the odds the Celtics come out of the East and go to the finals? Not win the finals, just go. Do the Patriots thing. Just show up and make an appearance.
I mean, should we just look what they are in MGM?
No, just give me, I'm not looking for MGM's percentages. I'm looking for yours.
Okay, I'll give you mine. I'll tell you what Vegas is.
Okay.
Like the odds of that? I don't know.
Yeah, percentages. Like,
Percentage
give me
chance.
a, huh?
Percentage chance
Yeah.
out of just the East. I give it like
Just
a
to get there.
just to get to the finals.
Yeah.
I give it like a 15% chance.
Ooh, okay. Lower than I expected.
Yeah, I just think my reason why is that Tatum's coming back. He's obviously not in full swing yet. Will he
Yeah.
get there in 11 more games? Probably not, but he could. He's a superstar.
Yeah. I lean on your side too. Probably not.
Yeah, so it's just tough to it's a big ask. I don't think they have the guys to do it this year, like the supporting cast. I mean, obviously Derek White's great, Pritchard's great, but after that, it's kind of like
Yeah.
we know who these guys are, but they're not
We
real
have got
talent.
some big games from Luka Garza recently, College Player of the Year.
Yeah, but NBA is a different everyday NBA
Yeah.
guys that's lock up the Cleveland Cavaliers would chew those guys up and spit them out.
100%. Yeah. And come playoff time, Luka Garza is not going to be a guy I'm looking to save the team.
Yeah, he might not even he won't even get playing time in the playoffs. I don't think he would.
I don't think we have many options.
Playoffs, you probably roll 8 deep. You don't go beyond 8 max
I would
people.
agree with that.
You don't even give the you only give 8 people playing time. Those guys coming off the bench, you're really only giving them like 5, 10 minutes for breathers. What chance do you give them?
I would lean more in the 40% chance. Like I feel pretty good about it. Watching them play, they win convincingly a good bit of the time. They certainly lose convincingly as well, like they did in the most recent game, but I don't want to fall to recency bias. Even when they won the championship, they were still losing to some dumb teams. I think it's 40% right now, and maybe these next 11 games sways it more closer to the 50, the toss-up odds. I don't know. Like I said, no one really, I don't look at a team anymore after the Pistons week. I don't look at anyone else and go, yeah, there's no fucking chance we beat them.
Yeah, Vegas agrees with me.
So, oh, what has Vegas got it at?
Pretty high. I mean, I don't know percent wise, but they have the Celtics as the front runner now to get out of the East. It's
Wow.
probably because Cade Cunningham's hurt, but it
Yeah.
goes Celtics, Cavs, Knicks, Pistons.
Wow.
You got a
Cavs
couple
have
more
better
after
odds
that.
than the Knicks.
There's a big jump after the Knicks, but. And then to win the
Yeah.
finals, Celtics are now the second favorite team to win it. But it's
What
the
are the
Thunder.
Pistons' odds now?
They're not even one, two, three, four, five,
No.
six. They're the seventh best. They have the seventh best.
Wow.
It goes Thunder, and then there's a huge drop off, like in the plus. Thunder have a plus 100, 145 to win the championship. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Then it goes Celtics plus 600. So it's like.
Huge drop
They're
off.
giving the Celtics and the Spurs the same chance to win the finals. Cavs are right behind the Spurs and Celtics at plus 900. So Nuggets plus sneaky bet would probably be bet Nuggets, but
Yeah.
then I might toss a sprinkle on like Celtics Lakers just because I think that'd be fun to see. Celtics Lakers match up in the finals.
Yeah, that would be sweet. Imagine.
What are the odds on that?
That's
Celtics.
the dream. I
Plus
would
4,000.
imagine
It's not out of
so.
the realms. It's not $5 only gets you $205. So it's really they're chalking that up as it could happen.
It could.
It could.
Five for 205 is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not the worst. I mean, they have the Lakers They're like the 1, 2, 3, 4. The not they're in the top 10 teams that could win it. The highest
I might
odds
sprinkle on that.
of just Celtics Lakers
Yeah.
or Celtics over Lakers.
Celtics, Lakers.
Okay, yeah, I will. I want to see Celtics over is like because you can do the outcome
Yeah.
really quick before we plus 8,000. That's actually better.
Yeah,
So
if you really, I think you're just talking yourself into it now. I don't know if any of us think the Celtics are beating a Western Conference team.
Celtics to beat the Lakers, yeah. Celtics to beat the Lakers.
Yeah,
If the Lakers make it to the finals, though, that means they're hot.
that means they're crushing it.
That means they went through.
But they
Oh,
are also a dysfunctional mess.
they got Luka. Luka's done it before.
Yeah, hardly. He got there
Hans
and got
done
smoked.
it. He still got there with
Bronze
it.
also got there and got smoked more than anyone else.
He's gotten there more than anyone else to be, and he's won
That's true.
second more
He's
of that time.
won four
Yeah,
of them.
he's won a lot. He's got, I mean, and he's been coasting, I think, this year. He's healthy. He looked good the other
He
day.
is healthy,
He's
yeah.
awesome. Luka's been tossing on
Lobs.
lobs in the basket, and he's alley-oops. They're looking, their offense is
Austin
looking.
Reeves, a cold ass white boy, too.
Yeah, they have no D, but I mean, once playoffs start, I bet they clamp down. So it'd be cool to see Celtics Lakers. Will it
Well,
happen? Probably not, but I was
about
surprised.
8,000 odds.
Maybe I'll change my I didn't think that this I didn't think Vegas was giving Celtics that any chance.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. So yeah, that's pretty. I like to see it. In a year that we didn't even need to play Tatum and we win the championship, that'd be kind of fire.
Yeah, that'd be the ultimate like dick kicking. Like everyone already hates the Celtics, and then they pull that shit. Like people would be furious. I'd be as blown away as anyone, just with the surrounding cast. I'd be like, "This is, it'd be the greatest championship next to Dirk's."
I don't know about that, but
Dirk's was incredible. His is probably the best. This would be a strong second, maybe tie. I think it would be incredible to win with this
you're just trying to
cast
make
of misfits. No, I'm serious, dude. Like this team is not full of stars. It's got two big stars and Derek White, who's fantastic. And other than that, it's misfits.
you got two MVP candidate players.
Yeah, and then besides
Jaylen
that,
Brown's
it's
a legit MVP candidate
he
in
is. I agree. I
Tatum
agree.
plus flat. So it's like you literally have two MVPs.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm talking
Dirk
whole
didn't have
team.
two
Two
MVPs.
players don't win a championship. It's the whole team.
Yeah. Dirk, the Mavs had a better supporting cast, so I'll give you that.
Yeah, the Mavs overall team was sick. They were just all really old.
It's no one knew who they were besides Dirk.
Ah, yeah.
Jason Terry, yeah.
And Jason Kidd. But I think we'll call it a wrap on episode 134 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Remember to like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And that's a
Venmo.
later, huh?
Said Venmo us.
Or that would help as well.
Yeah, I'll send my Venmo.
Later.
Peace.